All
Welcome
right.
to Sunday Morning, a news and public affairs programming service of Cox Media Group. I have an awesome guest this morning. I'm so excited to talk to you. We've never met, but the president of the University of South Florida, Judy Genshaft, is with us this morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
How long have you been the president of USF?
This is 15 years.
Oh,
I'm going on my 16th year now.
Wow.
So I'm very pleased and privileged to be the president of USF.
I'm thinking that under your leadership is the reason why USF has grown the way that it has. And I'm not just saying that to blow smoke up your skirt. So I see so many wonderful things about this university almost every single day in the media. How is that from your perspective?
It's a very exciting institution, and we are really on the move. I have a great team around me, and it's all about making a difference for not only the students that are graduating sooner and getting great jobs, but also for the community and the economic development of our region. So we work with everybody to make a difference.
I read last week that you were named one of the smartest universities in the country, and they base that on scores going into college and also the rate of people graduating and just the general atmosphere of USF. That was the, I think there were four colleges in Florida, and you were one of them.
Well, thank you. Yes, we work very hard to make sure that we're a very welcoming campus to all of our students and guests that come on to the campus, but also very successful. Student success is one of our hallmarks, as well as a very top-notch research profile. We are about 48,000 students with almost a $2 billion budget and a 230-degree program. So it's an exciting place for us to be.
And just today, I was watching Bay News 9, and they were talking about some kind of program that it was a machine, actually, that they were going to take over to India, I believe. Do you know what I'm talking
yes.
about? Yeah.
I know exactly. Daniel Yeh is
right.
a professor of engineering, a very inventive, innovative professor. And he has gotten a Gates grant, as well as a grant from the country of India, to change wastewater into usable water. And it's one of the smallest devices ever put together. And it's going to go over to India for a year. And as a prototype, he will be over there at different times. Students, both undergrad and graduate students, will be over there. And it's all part of a very exciting project, which we hope becomes very, very successful.
One of the things a story said, and I've thought about this before, I myself have been to Africa and seen this, which is we take a lot of these kinds of things like clean water and sewage for granted in this country. And so many people do not have access to clean water. It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is. And it is. Water is one of the biggest issues in the world.
It is.
And so for us taking it very casually, it is not the case. If you ever saw the movie Slumdog Millionaire, you saw the tents of people living outside. Where do they, what kind of facilities are they using, if any?
Right. Well, you know, I was even surprised. I saw something on CBS Sunday Morning that there are still reservations in this country where there is not running water and that they're trying to build wells. You're right. Water is something that a lot of us take for granted. It is so important. And when I saw this story this morning about you guys going to India, I felt proud, even though I'm not a USF grad.
Well, I'm proud, and I'm glad that you feel that way because what we do makes a difference for making life better. And we are a very global institution. As a matter of fact, when students who receive their acceptance to the University of South Florida, they also, in their packet, receive a passport application.
Oh, wow.
Because we want every student, undergrad, grad, doctoral, to have an experience internationally. And we will help with the funds for them to be able to have this kind of world eye-opening experience as well. So we're very global. We bring international students here, but we want our students that are American to also have that experience. And actually, employers are looking for employees that have, especially multinational corporations, that employees have tolerance for others. You don't have to believe what everybody else believes, but
right.
you at least have tolerance and respect for one another's values. And that's what we try to impart to our students.
You know, I have heard this many times, that people, the difference between people who have an education, and when we talk about education, we're talking about a college education, and those that don't, that really tends to be the dividing line, is that global awareness.
Yes, that is very, very important. That is a dividing line, and also just the ability to think very, not in a just a straight fashion way all the time, but to have the diversity and the idea of thinking abstractly, so that if times change, the mind can come along with those times and mm-hmm. create as well in new kinds of situations. So this is part of the liberal and general education that all the students receive, as well as going into a specific area of expertise.
I think that it's so important to think about things in a global way, and I think that that is the difference that we were just talking about, is having a mindset that the world is not here for us to take, but rather for us to give to.
Absolutely. We say that this way. First, you learn. Then you earn. Then you return.
Oh, I like that.
We absolutely need to beware of who we are, what we're doing, and how we can help others. People have always helped us in one way or another. We need to help others as well.
Being involved in this for the last 15 or 16 years in education, and I imagine that your background is also in education, I'm guessing that. I'd be glad to listen to what your background is. It has got to be exciting. I think that we all as people are looking for the same thing, which is acceptance and to the feel that what we do matters in the world. And you have got to feel like what you do matters.
Well, I am very pleased and actually lucky to be in Tampa Bay at University of South Florida. It is such a dynamic institution where I truly believe we are making a difference for, like I said, our students and our communities. It is something that we were founded in 1956.
Mm-hmm.
So we're fairly young as institutions go. However, we are able to turn on a dime at different points, and really our research is very applicable. It's not just bench science, but it's all about intervention and best practices. That's what we do, and with the kind of dynamism and energy that we have, we're right up with the traditional institutions who were founded in the 1800s
mm-hmm.
or before. So if you look at how we're ranked nationally, we're in the top 50 of all institutions in America.
Wow.
So we can say, okay, UNC Chapel Hill, move over. USF is here,
right.
And we're your partner, as well as Stanford, as well as Harvard, as well as Duke and Ohio State.
It's wonderful to think of you in that company. It really is.
Yes, it's really, really exciting. We have phenomenal researchers and faculty here, as well as students that are top-notch award national scholarship winners.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how you've been moving. I know you're moving the College of Medicine and the Heart Institute to downtown Tampa as part of the new redevelopment down there. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yes, we're very, very pleased to be part of the Jeff Vinnick redevelopment. The site of the new downtown Morsani College of Medicine and Heart Health Institute will be dedicated in December, and planning and construction will start in 2016. And we hope to open that facility in about 2019. It takes that long to build this level of a facility. And we've just been presented with such an unprecedented opportunity to set a transformative course for both USF Health and Tampa's downtown. It's going to be part of the urban core. We have next to us our major teaching hospital, Tampa General Hospital.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, The top 100 colleges of medicine, of which we're one of the top 100 colleges
I didn't know
of
that.
Medicine. Oh, yeah. Oh,
no.
yeah.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
there.
Oh, yeah, she
we're
says.
There. We're there. Of the top 100 colleges of medicine, only 5 are not located right next to their major teaching hospital. We're one of the 5. So we are very pleased to be able to be next to Tampa General and closer to our other teaching sites as well. So we're looking forward to being down there. We hope that we can bring some other health-related areas, whether it be pharmacy downtown. It really makes a difference. And soon companies will be coming down to work with us as well.
Well, and I see what you've done in St. Petersburg. I happen to live very close to St. Petersburg. And what a presence you guys have down there now.
Oh, that is extremely exciting. With USF St. Petersburg, we have about 4,700 students. And it's a beautiful, beautiful campus. Smaller classes. We also are working with All Children's Hospital, Johns Hopkins. We have residents that are there, as well as co-branding there in Bayfront Hospital. It's all good. We're very, very pleased. And I just wanted to tell you that in terms of the movement that we've done and the students that we have, this past year was a record year for the number of students applying to our medical school. Mm-hmm. Over 5,000 applied for approximately 170 positions.
Wow.
And of that freshman class, we outranked all other institutions in the state of Florida. We have the highest score of MCATs and GPA, regardless of whether the institution is public or private in the state of Florida. We were the top class of all.
Well, that's what I had read when I mentioned to you in the beginning of the interview, that I had read that you were considered one of these smart universities, and that's part of the reason.
Well, thank you. We're very pleased.
When I went to read the article, I expected to see Florida State, you know, University of Florida, you know, the whole nine yards. And then I see on there USF, and I was impressed. I talked about it that morning. I was so impressed about it. And I knew that I was going to be talking to you this week and couldn't wait to congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you. It's, you know, it's been a lot of hard work, a lot of good teamwork, but we have our eyes, we're very focused, and our eye is set on getting better and better and better. And you do that through the different students that you recruit and different faculty that you hire and the organizations that you associate with. It's all working.
Well, and when you started receiving awards like you have as one of the top 10 for patents generated from the university and the economic development that you're involved with, you've got to know that you're on the right track.
We certainly hope so. Yes, we are in the top 20 of number of patents in the world.
Well, actually, it says the top 10 here.
And the top 10, but I was just...
Being nice.
Thank you, being nice. But, you know, the world now is looking, and especially United States, we are looking for innovation
right.
and creativity to make a difference for our future. And being a part of patents and licenses and startup companies, our students have space in the incubator for their smart ideas for a startup company, and we help them with that as well as we do faculty and others. It really, really is important that we have these patents and that we have $440 million each year of research coming into the Tampa Bay area. It is just a significant improvement, which when I came 15 years ago, USF's annual research total was a very respectable $171 million. Now we're at $440 million. So we are really distinguishing ourselves in the kind of research and energy. And we distinguish what we do from other universities in the areas particularly of neurosciences, diabetes, sustainability, marine science, veterans rehabilitation, and cybersecurity, just to mention a few. But and water. Water resources are very, very high in what we do, whether the water is salt water or fresh water.
So let me ask you, in those 15 years, how have you seen higher education change? Have you seen priorities change? Have you seen the change in students? What have been those changes?
Well, we've seen a great deal of change, and it's you know, we're still moving. You know, when we look at higher ed, we look at not only the students and the research. We know that research federally has gone down in the numbers of dollars that were being given, so it makes competition even harder to get those grants.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we're working more in a partnership way with corporations and with organizations than we were before. We're not this ivory tower at all.
I was just going to say that.
We are not, and especially in a metropolitan area. You have to be out and about with others, and workforce is so important. Companies won't come without somebody working to make sure that they have new employees ready to come to their door. So it's a partnership. I want all of our students to have some kind of an internship or practical daily experience so that it enhances the campus learning. And of course, all of the digital media
mm-hmm.
has made a huge difference in the way we're teaching, the way our students are learning, and whether they're sitting in front of you in class or online, chatting with you about their class. Those are all different teaching methodologies that are changing the way higher education works.
One of the criticisms that I had heard in the past is just what you had mentioned, that people who have a higher education are in an ivory tower, that unless you're a pre-med student, you really aren't trained to do anything when you come out of college, especially as the liberal arts degree. That is exactly what you're saying has changed, is that you are actually preparing people to go on to careers right out of college.
Well, that's right. If you're not in a professional school, such as teaching or education, business,
medicine,
engineering, nursing, medicine, pharmacy, it's not as likely that you're going to have internships. But what we're doing is taking those that are philosophy majors or history majors or English majors and allowing them to have internships as well,
mm-hmm.
so that they feel that connectivity and get that everyday experience that you need. It makes you so much more marketable if you're not going on to a master's or doctoral degree. It makes you so marketable having that kind of practical experience.
In the time that you have been the president there, have you seen a difference in people who are coming back to college, older students? Are you seeing a big increase in people trying that maybe didn't finish before or are coming back to college for the first time in their 40s and 50s sometimes?
Absolutely. We have my oldest graduate with a PhD is 86.
Oh, my gosh. That's
and
wonderful.
My youngest graduate is 18. And we always announce every year with permission. And this year's oldest graduate is, and this year's youngest graduate is. But the other that we have had the pleasure and privilege to educate are veterans.
Right.
And with the GI Bill that the veterans have, we are very military friendly, and we have a large number of veterans that are coming back. And we've been writing grants and receiving those grants in a variety of ways. And so the College of Public Health and separately the College of Nursing are both ranked number one colleges, nursing, public health in the nation for being veteran friendly. For example, with the College of Nursing, if a veteran comes back and he or she was a medic, they don't have to go through all of the coursework. So much of their practical experience counts towards their degree.
And that's a change in education, isn't it?
That is a change. So they're given credit for their real life experience, and then they can go out to the workforce much, much faster. That's also true for our cybersecurity center and the training that they get. If they come in with all the cybersecurity training and they even have clearance, they can enter the field very, very quickly with just a few certification courses, and out they go, and they're in the workforce. We have gotten a grant from J.P. Morgan Chase, which is a new program that fast tracks veterans into our cybersecurity training program. And it's really very exciting, so that the veterans go through, like I said, and they do get their they get what they need in terms of their higher education experience, but then they're right out in the workforce. And they most often have very high paying jobs, if not over $100,000 jobs when they go out.
I think it's awesome that you're honoring the veterans. I'm very involved with Paws for Patriots, which is an offshoot of Southeastern Guide Dogs. And And being a, I don't know what you would call the generation that I'm from, but, you know, I was right after Vietnam. I saw the way that we treated our Vietnam veterans. And then my father, of course, was a World War II vet. I think that it's about time that we step up as a nation, and wonderful to see that USF is on track with this, too, of honoring the people who have given so much for us. And actually, instead of having them come home to no jobs, to, like you say, be able to use the vet bill to get some real experience and give them the honor and therefore the money and a job that they deserve for what they've done for us.
And their families.
Yes.
And their families as
That's
well.
Right.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
We have our freedoms because of them.
Exactly.
So we're very fortunate. We're really very fortunate. We're, like I said, privileged to work right next to the busiest VA in America. The
Yes.
Haley's VA is very, very busy. And we have a bridge across our campus to them. So we have all of our professionals working over there as well. And we're very, very happy with that.
Well, one of the, I guess, quote unquote, downsizes of this is that you need some place for these people to stay when they come to college, and you're getting ready to open a new student housing complex, aren't you, or hoping to?
Yes, we are very excited about this transformational project on the Tampa campus. We have fewer beds, is the way we term it, fewer beds on campus than most students, most schools of our size. We have 42,000 that are on the Tampa campus and only 5,500 beds.
Wow.
So what we're going to be doing through a public-private partnership, the Capstone Harrison Street, is they are going to build an additional 1,100 beds, but we'll be taking down some of our more mature,
That's
more
a nice
mature,
way of putting it.
Older housing and building new ones, but it will be raising our capacity to about 7,000, and it's going to be exciting. We'll also have recreational facilities, workout facilities for these students, and a village where there'll be coffee shops and some restaurants that all of our students can use, whether they're living on campus or off campus. And it is one exciting venture. We will keep you in tune and
okay.
touch about the progress that we make on this. We'll be taking it to our Board of Governors in November, and then we'll be able to get started if it passes. Very optimistic.
Yeah, I think you've got a good shot at this, that's for sure. So when we look at a community like that you're trying to foster here in Tampa, which you've already fostered in St. Petersburg, the people that are living around those areas also benefit from that building too, not just the students on the campus or that are going to school there. It benefits the entire community, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. It will do that both where the Tampa campus is, which is about 25 minutes north of the downtown, but whether we have the students in the medical area and health area downtown or on the Tampa campus or in St. Pete or Sarasota, having that kind of synergy between the community and the students is phenomenal. It just makes life more exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you ever feel at all kind of, oh, I feel kind of cloudy today, just go outside and see students, and it makes a whole difference.
Yeah, it sure
does. Really, and the students want to be a part of the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great community to be a part of. I just met a girl who was going to USF in St. Petersburg, had moved into one of the downtown apartments, and she's like, I've never been out of San Diego. I don't know anything about this area. And I said, you are going to love living here.
Oh, she will.
Yeah.
She will. It is exciting. It is exciting. We're on the move, and it's so nice. It's so nice.
What would you like to say to people who are considering maybe going to school, going back to school, or somebody who's coming right out of high school? Why should they look at you? I mean, can you sum that up in a paragraph?
We're an energetic, very exciting campus to be on, or campuses, mm-hmm. whichever. You want a small campus or a large campus. We are a very exciting university system to be a part of. We're in the metropolitan area. That makes a huge difference. And we're all about making a difference and going global, as well as having a very good, solid education here in the state of Florida and beyond. It is the place to be. USF. USF.
Go Bulls,
is the
right?
Place to be. Go Bulls.
Right.
And we are in the midst of a $1 billion campaign, which is quite unusual for an institution founded in 1956, and we're almost at our goal. So we have a lot of partnerships all around. This is the place to be, and you'll enjoy it.
Do you have a website where somebody who is just now thinking, well, maybe I should go back to school, is there kind of an over website that's the first place to go, the first step?
Yes, visit our website. We will help with admissions and information through advising. Just inquire. We're there for you.
It's awesome. I am so happy that you were here this morning. We've been talking with the president of USF, Judy Genshaf. Now, I have to ask you about this as a last thing. You yourself donated $1 million to create scholarships. Is that what I hear?
Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
My husband and I we've made many gifts. In particular, we began a gift that allowed students that weren't able to travel internationally to be able to go on that trip that they would have dreamed of. And it is very rewarding to see the students go and study in a different country,
mm-hmm.
and come back. And that's a life-changing experience for the better.
Well, it's kind of nice. You're putting your money where your mouth is, really.
You bet.
You bet.
I love USF.
I can tell. Judy Genshaf.
Very passionate. I'm very passionate about USF. Go Bulls, and thank you for such a wonderful interview.
Thank you for being with us. The president of USF, Judy Genshaf, has been our guest this morning on Sunday Morning. Come back when you get all the funding. We'll talk more about what's going on in downtown when you break ground. I'm excited to hear about all of it.
It'll be a pleasure. Thank you.